Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Looking forward to this contest tomorrow night. Going to be an absolute cracker at their spiritual home, that being the SCG for the Swannies. They are the outsiders. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Up against the high-flying GWS. They're looking for four wins straight. But I don't think GWS have ever won at the SCG, and the Swannies are desperate. They're 0-4. A man who's going to change all that for the Sydney Swans is Harry Cunningham, who joins us on the line. G'day, Harry.
G'day, guys. How are we doing?
Yeah, good, mate. What's your level of confidence within the squad?
Yeah, mate, we always try to play with a lot of confidence, and we've always got the belief in our playing group to go out each week and play at a higher level. So that's no different this week, and we'll be hopefully playing in front of a big crowd on Saturday night and play some good footy.
Harry, I think we're all shocked, mate. Yeah, grand final last year and 0-4 this season. What does need to change? Like, what is not happening for you guys at the moment?
Oh, I think we're just playing in patches too often at the moment. You know, the competition's too good these days. You can't be off the 15 to 20 minutes within a game. And throughout the first 4 weeks, we've been in games at times, but just some inconsistent patches throughout the game has cost us a lot. And so we'll be looking to rectify that this weekend and play a good brand of footy for four quarters and hopefully get the win.
Harry, you know, when you're winning, everyone, you know, it's just high flying. It's party time. When you're losing, everyone's got a reason why you're losing. There's a school of thought out there that the club's mentally scarred after that grand final and hasn't gotten over it. Do you have an opinion?
I think, you know, like I said before, within the four walls that we've got, we have the confidence, the belief that we've got the players to be able to get some success, and we don't look too far outside those walls, because I think if you start to do that, you know, you're losing yourself already. So we've got all the confidence and the belief in the players that we've got to be able to succeed at the present time. And we can't look, you don't need to look too far back, because, you know, that'll just, you know, sometimes weigh you down. So the best thing we can do is just concentrate on what we can concentrate on and go from week to week.
Yeah. So it's not weighing the team down. There aren't mental scars here.
Nah, we don't look too far behind, mate. We try to look to what we can control and what's in front of us.
I think it is fact, though, you've been troubled with a few injuries, mate. Yes. I'm sure you guys aren't making excuses, but you've got the return of three big names for this game.
Yeah, look, we get Tipo, Gaz Rowan and Isaac Heaney, as well as another, I think, our sixth debutant this week in Lewis Melican to come into the side this week, and hopefully that can have an impact straight away. And we've got, you know, great belief in those blokes, and they're obviously quality players. And, hopefully they can impact straight away. And, it's good to have them sort of players come back into the side.
Harry, what does your video sessions tell you about GWS? They had that loss to start the season. Since then, they've had three pretty convincing victories. Where are their major dangers?
Oh, look, they're a quality side, and they've got quality players across the board. And I think with every team this year, if you can win the contested ball battle, it goes a long way to winning the game. So they're a very hard team, and so are we. So we take great confidence going into the game, knowing if we can, you know, win that contested ball battle and get the ball going forward, it'll go a long way to winning the game.
And how are the youngsters? I think you've got another debutant playing, and that'll be six for the season. How are the youngsters fitting in?
Yeah, they've been great. Number six, as you said, for the year, and they've all been able to come in and have an impact straight away. And it's great to, you know, it's exciting for the fans and for the club going forward. So they've had an impact straight away. And it'd be good to see Lewis Melican get out there and play this weekend. He's been around and been on the rookie list for a couple of years now and really worked hard to earn his spot. So it's great to see Lewis get a game this week.
Mate, I know it's cold comfort for you, but it's so strange too to see the Hawks struggling, Hawthorn struggling. They're winless as well.
Yeah, look, these things happen, I guess. You know, there's been such a successful club over a long period of time, and you can never doubt or, you know, go against the Hawks, though. So I can, you know, see them, their stars rising, and they're such a great club and a great culture there. They'll be working pretty hard to start playing the football they want to play, and I'm sure it would turn around pretty quickly for him.
And, mate, have you noticed a change in horse, Johnny Longmire, the coach? Normally, he's just so – I don't think he's – he might never have lost four matches ever straight.
Yeah.
Is he a bit more tense?
Oh, I'm not too sure about tense. I think he sort of hasn't tried to change too much week to week. But, you know, just like the rest of us at the footy club, we're just looking at ways to improve and get better, because the reality is we need to get better if we want to start winning games of football. And, you know, John works pretty very, very hard, and that hasn't changed, and continue to sort of give us that confidence to go in. And, you know, if we play our brand of footy, it'll go a long way to getting the win.
Harry, we look forward to seeing it all turn around for you guys, mate. Good luck tomorrow night.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Well done. Harry Cunningham there. Sydney Swans, $2.60. Outsiders, GWS Giants, $1.50.